the mono. Here the question is that on the keteris of the heichal, the keteris of the outside one that's brought every single day, and then we brought down that even though Mikra Adim, Yiyotza, the keteris, just with the Kizayas, both the Tnim and Bachutz, but here the Machlekes is, well, let's say the Kohen put Shnei Chatzer Pras, two hairs of Pras, in one Kli, in one Kli together. So here's the Machlekes. You know, hold on, Kuf Yudam Rav on top. The Machlekes is that Marasov, or Abelez, holds Kriyotza, Mona Nisi. That's what the Kohen puts the two Chatzer Pras in one Kli. It's Kaveh, it makes Halacha now that you only Yotza, the Kteris, if you burn both of them, if you burn the Shnei Chatzer Pras, everything that's in the Kli, both inside to the Yotza, and also do it outside. You only chayiv on a Keteris Chutz. If you burn what's inside the whole Kli, or Master, the bottom says no, love mercy. Even though the Kohen put so much into the Kli, so what? Still, the Ikra Din is you Yotza Bifnim, the Keteris of the Kazayis, and therefore what did if you burn the Kazayis, Pachut, also you chayiv. This is the Machlokes Rav Elazar and Rav Onan. Another more says, Omar Rav it says, Hashto Laman Diyoma Kriyusa Demona Halav Kulum Haveim. According to Chachamim Shita, that they hold, even though you put this much into the Kli, that's not Kaveya, that even if you Lumakta less than that, still you Yotz inside, and you are doing Bachut, you Vichayiv, well, so what's going to be, Kovash Shisha Mepal, let's say you put in six chasm of wine in a Kli, for the Nitzchah, you have a power that you're supposed to do. Now, Moshech Men Abor, he took out of the Kli, he pulled out four chasm of this wine, the Kli is in Bachut, and his Makr is in Bachut, the Rocher is Chayef, he would be Chayef, for Halloy is Chut, you'd be Chayef, and the reason is why, Shuri and Liyayel, because four chasm is fit in the Panim, you could use it for an Ayel, therefore even though you put six together in a Kli, putting it into Kli doesn't mean anything. Therefore now if you only take four of it and burn it outside, you'll be chayiv because four is fit for something inside, it fits for an ayah for room. What's going to be kovah bol ayah, let's say the Kohen put four lugim, four cans of wine into the Kli to be used for an ayah, and now a moshek men shloshi took out of it three carbon. So it's reason machut, it's not going to be machut chayiv, it wants to be chayiv on where it's put. Why? So we must have it. Because for a lamb inside a kevis, it's enough to have three carbon yayin. What could be now, chosru kos, let's say some of this is missing, take reason machus, and it does it outside, it'll be potter. And as Rashi says, because less than shleishim lugim, if the chosru b'pnim, it's not fit for anything. The least amount of yayin that could be used, the pnim, is for the kevis, is shleishim lugim. So if you have less than three lugim and you burn it outside, you'll be potter. Rav Ashi Mavashi says, Nisuch mehaktorah leyalfi rabbonim. Rabbonim did not learn out Nisuch from haktorah. Alpha Gav, even though techutz mechutz leyalfi, even though Rabbonim did not learn out Nisuch from haktorah, which is both being done outside, but still I tell you, haktorah mehaktorah yalfi, Rabbonim do learn out things that are being burnt, not Nisuch, but Nisuch being burnt, or Keteris, you burn the Keteris, also got the Chutz Mifnim, even though one's the Keteris of the Pnim, and one's the Keteris of Bachut. In other words, that Rav Ashi now is coming to answer the way Rabbi learned the Pshat before. Rabbi before said that the Keteris of Pnim Bachut Pligis, the Machlokes was, if you take the Keteris of the Yom Kippur and burn the Kizayis of it outside Bachut, are you Chayiv or not? And the Pshat the Rabbanim is, that they learn out the Keteris of the Pnim from the Keteris of Bachut. So the question was, I didn't learn out Chutz from Chutz. That's what Rav Ashi is answering. When did Rabbanu say we don't learn out Chutz from Chutz? They asked to not learn out Nusach from Haktorah, because they're two separate things. But over here, it's a question of burning the Keteris. Even though one's the Keteris of the Pnim and one's the Keteris of the Eichel outside, still Rabbanu knows you learn out one from the other, because they both have to have in common, they're both burning up the Keteris. Yeah, there was first the Mishnah of the Chulim Shechotu, there's all these places in the Mishnah, the Kaimis, the Levoina, the Keteris, where some part of it was missing, and then you take it outside, so you thought that is that some part of it is missing, then it's not fit to be burnt in the panim inside. So if you take it outside, you put it. He burned it. I have a question like this. He fell the chut, shemei chesorim, or mei shemei chesorim. But if, let's say, the claimant, he took the whole claimant outside, and the outside part of it got lost. Is that a chesorim enough? Is that good? You're missing something. If you burn it now, you'll be putter enough. What's the shayla? Me, I mean, do I say, listen, even the nafak, since I took this claimant, the handful of the mincha, outside, so once I took the handful outside, if you knew, it becomes possible anyway. There's a pretty yaitzi on it now. That has lots of Kurdish Kedoshim. He can't take it out of the Yazoro. Once you take it out of the Yazoro, it becomes possible. So once you take it out anyway, even if you take out the whole claimant, and even if you're going to burn it now, still it's possible anyway. And you try it. So the first should be, Mali Chos to Mali Yoso. Or something like the Gears to Yoso. It's Mali Chos to Mali Yoso. What's the difference whether there's a Pstu Chos on it, or whether there's a Pstu Yoso? Anyway, you'd be hired for a Halloween Chos. But then it may be no. Yoso, the East and the AMA, in. Only if the fact you took the claimants outside, Pstu, there's a Pstu Yoso. But our core part of the whole community is here. Since the whole thing is here, if you burn it now, Bachut, that's the yeast of a lawyer's chut. In other words, like that's the back of the kach. Every time you do a lawyer's chut, it always becomes a free yesterday. And through the terror said Yisrael. But maybe the less of the Enai, over here that some of the Kemitzah got missing, or was missing outside. You don't have the whole Kemitzah, and you burn it this way, maybe then you're not crying, that's the Shalom. Some of the Abayah's first question might come up being approved. We have the Lezer Peter or Tziyakud or Kulim. If Lezer holds in the Mishnah that you Peter, until you bring those things, as the Tanakhama says, if you mark your Okizayas of the Minchon, or you have the Koimit, Yichayas. If Lezer says, no, you're only Yichayas, if you bring those things backwards. The other meaning is you see that if it's missing part of it outside, you Peter. So you see, it's still backwards, it's still the same. The Lezer says, no. You want to bring a proof of Reb Lezer? Omele, he says to him, no, that the service Shmuel in the Neid Rav. I heard clearly from Rav like this, that I can't let you read Rabbanan and Reb Lezer. When did Rabbanan argue with Reb Lezer? They say, even if you only burn it, Yisrael is Pachut, Yichayim, that at least to be Einai, only if those things are still around. I will be chesaron, that if some part of it is missing Bifanim, maybe lay that the Rabbanan agreed to Reb Lezer, some part of it was missing, ready to swim. So since now, inside, you cannot burn it anymore, you're not yotzer, so you'll be a machut first, you'll be potter. The Morris says, la'ad v'chos v'machut, then you mean to say that even the case where you've got chos v'machut outside, to see clearly, chesaron v'chut is called chesaron, and melech, it's not called, you'll be potter v'chut. The Morris says, no, that's not the case over here. What he meant to say was, the chos v'machut, but in the case when the claimants of the Minchum were still inside the Azera, if part of it got lost, so now the Loch Reed is not fit anymore to be brought with Min. So everybody agrees, if you take it outside and burn it outside, you'll be proper. But you have no proof if you took it outside when it was shelling, and it became a chosser outside, maybe you'll still be chayish. So most of the question will come here. It says, V'chulam shechosru, v'ekrivu machut potter. Any one of these things in the Mishnah, that a part of it was missing, and then you mark it with Bachut, you potter. So Lord isn't the Mishnah talking about the Chos of Bachut, but since you got missing outside, and still you potter, that's not the threat. It could be the Chos of Bachut, it could be they got missing inside. So when the Mincha was still inside, and it became Chos, the part of the government, so Pshita, since with Nim it's not fit anymore, if you take it outside, you'd also be potter. But maybe when the whole thing was shalom, and you took it outside, you made a chut, even though outside you got lost part of it, maybe you still be chayiv, so we don't have a pshit with that sure. Then the Mishnah says, our market kotchim, so if somebody's market the emun with the meat around it, so he's chayiv, so no chut. Question is, am I why? Rika chatitza, the chur of the meat is around the emun. So the issue of how no chut is, you're not going to burn the emun, it's supposed to be on the mizbeach, you can't burn it outside. Now the meat is not fit to burn inside. You're not chayiv for burning it outside. The son of Chur, it's called a chatitza. You should not be chayiv now for a lawyer's chutz. As Rashi says, because the pasuk says, "Al ha'ish marshal al ha'ish," that the emunah itself has to be the rest on top of the fire. And that, like here, we have the meat blocking in between the fire and the emunah. So the Ma'ariv says, when you turn that, the fat, the emunah is on the bottom. So the fat is directly being burnt in the fire. That's why you chayiv for al ha'ish. The Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Yechon says, Rabbi Yechon Amar, Asuru Tamish for Hofkon. Even if you say no, you do not turn it upside down. Not the pshat is the fat in the room is unbottom. But it could be the meat is unbottom. And I'll tell you, Romani Rabbi Shimon, I'm missing another question of Rabbi Shimon. The Yemen that he says, Asuru Hela ala Sela, Chayiv. Even though you burn it on the Sela, also you Chayiv. And the pshat is that what the Havim is to say, that it has to burn Mamish without a Chatzitza, that's only if you learn about chutz from pnim. You say, just like by pnim, you need a mizbeach, by chutz also need a mizbeach. So we hold the good according to Rabbi Shimon, that by chutz you do not need a mizbeach, you chayiv even on a fellow, so pshit you do not learn about chutz from pnim. So that there is no aloch, it has to be aleitim, asher aleit, so maybe that by chutz will be the psul of the chatzitza. Rav Omer Rav says better, I tell you, min b'nidah ain't a chutzit, even if it goes according to Rabbi Yosi, that halos chutz is only chayiv on a mizbeach, and you learn about chutz from pnim. But still, and even about chutz, it has to be mamish aleich from a shal aish. It has to be mamish directly on top of the fire. But over here, what do you have in between the meat? The meat is from min b'minah, it's from min. Meat is the same min as the fat as both both of them. Therefore, it's not called a chatzitza. Now the Mishnah says, mincha for a nikmatzor. If you have a mincha and the kohen did not take off the kmitzi, you did not take a handful out of it yet, the ikriz of achutz, and now somebody took it and burnt it outside, his thought is not chai in halos chutz, since his mincha is not fit yet to be burnt lefnim, therefore you're not chai in achutz. Before kmitzah, it's not fit to be burnt on the mizbeach. What's going to become, let's say a kohen took off the kmitzah from the mincha. And now what happened was, v'chozar kohen to l'techo, the kmitzah took out from the mincha, now fell back into the mincha. And the grief of achutz, somebody took it outside and burnt it outside, chayiv, but this is chayiv kolos. So the halacha is since to the oven. In this case, if you would master it with nim, it'd be kosher. But since it's called the oven, kabbalah tnim, you do it achutz chayiv. That was the question, via my, why you chayiv, levat l'shirayim l'kaimit. Why don't I say the kmitza now that fell back into the shirayim, fell back into the mincha, should become bottle. And when you burn it outside now, it's not fitted, like you're burning the kmitzim, kizili potter. On the Reb Zero, nemru haktorah b'kremitz, the nemru haktorah b'shirayim. It was haktorah both by the kremitz and by the shirayim. And so ma haktorah is kremitz. And kremitz mevata chaveroi, just like by the kmitzim. One kmitzim is not mevata the other one. If a few kmitzim mixed together, even the chepchila, you're allowed to be mad to them. And so, af haktorah shirayim, and Shirayim of Atlam Kaimit. So we say off Haktorah Shirayim, the sentence of burning the Shirayim, and Shirayim of Atlam Kaimit. When you're burning together the Shirayim and the Kaimit, the Shirayim, the leftover part of the Mincha, is not in the bottom of the Kaimit itself. So that should bring down where it says Haktorah Shirayim, meaning the opposite way. That the Pesach says, Leitzakiru Mimenu Ishel Hashem. So we dash him, Koshim Mimenu Ishel Aregiv Abatakiru, Dainu Shirayim. But the Pesach says you're not allowed to burn the Shirayim. Since the Kmitza, you burn the Kmitza, any time you burn part of it, the rest of it you're not allowed to burn in the Tumim. But our Kopalim says the word Taktiru by Shirayim. So therefore, Shirayim also is not Mevatel the Kmitza. Therefore, with the other, if you'd bring it Lefanim, you would be after the burning of the Kmitza, but we do not, if you do it Pachut, also Yechayiv for Halois Chut. Now the Mishnah says, HaKoimet, the halavoyma secret of echad mirem bachutz chayiv, even though a mincha has two matirim, and every mincha first you have to burn the kmitza of it, and then you have to burn the levoyma, and then the shirayim, the leftover part of the mincha, the kanan kerit. So really there are two matirim, but if you only burn one of them bachutz, also you chayiv at the chiddush in the mishnah. That chayiv even one of them. Reb Lezer prayed to me, Reb Lezer says you pot if you just burn the kmitza bachutz. Siyakiv is a saying, until you burn the second one, you have to burn the whole matir. That's going to be Echad Bifnim, the Echad Bachutz. Let's say first they burnt the Kmitza on the Mizbeach Achitza, on the Mizbeach. And then they burnt the Levina outside, chutz from the Mizbeach, Zechayev, everybody agrees Zechayev, because the Maisa, the whole thing was burnt. The same thing, Shnei Bezicha Levina, the two Bezichim of Levina from Lechem upon him. Shikrit es Echon near Machutz, if you only burn one of them, really, in the Mizbeach, both of them are Matir to Shtei Lechem. So there are two materials for the Lechem upon him on Shabbos. Now, if you only burn one of the Bezichim, one of the cups for the Levina Machutz, the same Machutz is, and come and says, Yichayiv, we have Lez the Peter, and Yaakov is a strain of Lez, no, you only Chayiv for Halei Chutz, if you burn a whole Matir. What about Echad Bethnim, one cup was burnt on the Mizrech HaChisoin, where you're supposed to, the Echad Bachutz, and one was burnt outside, Chutz from the Mizrech, and if everybody's reading Yichayiv, he's a Chayiv Halei Chutz. Now the Gemara is to say to them, boy, you have Yitzchak Nafka, Yitzchak Nafka has to say like this. Chaymei, Ma'ar Shiyate Kinegdo Bishurayim. Let's say the Kohen now only burns the Kenitza of the Mincha. So we just said in our Mishnah, there are two parts of the Mincha that's matter the Mincha that the Shuran could be eaten by the Kohen. The Chachimu, you have to burn the Kenitza and the Levoina. Let's say the Kohen now only burns the Kenitza and he has in mind to be matter half of the Mincha. But the other half will say, true, you have to wait for the Levoina. But half of the Mincha, I want the Kenitza, the burning of the Kenitza, to be matter it, to eating it. That's the Shalah. Ma'al Shiyate Kineg Bishurayim. Nishu, sorry, then we said the Pshat and the two Matirim, the Kenitza and the Levoina, that each part of it is Matir half of the Mincha. Here, since you burned the Kenitza, you have in mind to be Matir half, you divided the Mincha in half, maybe that half becomes Mutta. Or, Kalushay Niklas, no, that's the Pshat each one takes off his Matir half of it. Each one works on the whole Mincha. But the Pshat is the first one, the Kenitza, is takes off like makes the Issa chorus weak. And then the second one takes off completely. But not the Pshat, each one works on here, each one works on the whole thing, and until you have both of them done, no part of the Mincha is Mutar Achila. That's the Shaila. So what's the Libu Duman? Who is in the Shaila? He is a Libu Duman Meir, he because of the Meir Shita. The Yomar that he says, Mefaglin Bechatzi Matir, that he knows you could make Tigul on a Chatzi Matir. Even if you only burn the Kenitza with the Machshavas Tigol. It's called Tigol. It's so, Mr. Shori, the Navada, the half of the Matir is being Matir. It's being Matir, half of the Korban. Because Tigol is only Chal on a Matir. So since the old, you could be Mefagol, just on thinking the Shasta Kenitza, heat from it, the Mincha tomorrow. It's so, but it's so, a Chatzi Matir, Vada is Mr. Shori, makes it Mutter. The Gemara says, and he alibi the Rabbanim, the Yamar, they say, ain't no father in the Chatzim Matir, no, that you cannot see the father just on half of the Matir, just on the Kenitza. But you have to have your Machshavas Tigol both during the Kenitza and the Levoina of the Mincha, is Le Mishrishori, the Le Miklas Kolis, it doesn't do anything. In other words, according to the Rabbanim, it could be, you would have to need both Matirim to do the whole job, but one Matir by itself, just like it does not make Tigol, maybe it does nothing. So here's the classical of Yitzchak. How do you know to say this tomorrow that one for sure does something? And Yeshayim Lewis is one matter here, Fahilo? Or is it only Nicholas Kolis that makes the wisdom weaker? Who said so? Maybe according to the Rabbanim, one matter just by burning the Kemitza, or just by burning Levoina, doesn't do anything to the Mincha. Maybe you need both of them, and that's what matters. Shemur says, Ella, you know where Yitzchak is, and I leave it to the blessing. It's according to Reb Lezer our Mishnah. So what? Reb Lezer holds if you burn just the Kenitza Bachutz, you're proper. So what's the shot? Reb Lezer says no, this can't be. Reb Lezer can't burn through a lay. He had made the fact when the Chatzim Matir. Reb Lezer for sure holds one Matir means nothing. It does not Yirachai Bachutz, you're not Chai Bachutz. Substitute one Matir does nothing. There's no silence to say it should be Mikras Kolis, or it should be Matir Bachilo. And the Yitzchak Shalom was like this, Alibi the Rabbanim Ha'ocho. The Shalom was according to the Rabbanim of our Mishnah, that the Rabbanim say if you burn one of the two outside, you burn either the Kenitza, or you burn the Levoina of the Mincha, you Chayiv Bachutz. The question is, what does one do by itself? That was the Shalom. Baruch Amai, Mishnah Shari, is the fact that one Matir is Matir in here for the Mincha feet, therefore the Dover Chosha, that's why Bachutz Yichayiv, or maybe no, it doesn't do so much. But rather just, call us Miklash. It only makes half of the Yisra weaker. And there can be something it has to do, because otherwise you wouldn't be chayim bachutz. So I call upon Mr. Yitzchak, he's telling us chat in our bottom of the Mishnah. Why do they say, but one mati yichayim bachutz? Because it does something to the mincha. And that's his shayla, is it mati and mam is here for the mincha bachila, yishrayim? Or maybe no, it's not mati, it's so much bachila, but I call upon him, it's mitzvah kolish. It makes the yitzchak on the shrayim weaker. Now the Mishnah says, hazeret mitzvah dam bachutz. If somebody makes a zrikas dam bachutz, that we said before, yichayim kolish. Not that you have to be zerik all the matonis, but even if you only zerik one zrika, mixta zrika bachut, also